Erosion gets further assessment today, later this afternoon, so he will not be a player in the game tomorrow. And right now, I'm not sure that he's day-to-day. I think he's longer than that. Okay? Yes. Stewart and Truba practice with us today. Stewart's available for contact. Truba, we had to just back off of him. Neither one of those players is available for the game in mini. Well, you know, you're always concerned about anybody that gets injured, but I'm not going to sit and worry about that. I'll wait to see what the assessment is and go from there. That's usually what I do. I get too far ahead of myself there.
Just so we're clear, though, you've indicated that your suspicion is this will be longer than day-to-day.
Yes, longer than day-to-day, yeah. So that hopefully stops you guys from asking me every day, how's he doing? That's what we're trying to create here. I didn't see the tape today. I haven't looked at it yet. Can't answer that. That would give you too much information. Then you'd say, well, it must be this. You guys are getting clever. I got to give you full marks for that. And the way you answer, ask questions. Well, you know, all is. All you guys are sneaky.
How about this? A lot of people would be quite happy to see Zach.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, he's come a long way. I mean, last year came up and then had that, you know, big injury and really, really came back well from it. It was just really back so early and everything. It was good to see him in training camp coming, skating again, and then back here, you know, the exhibition schedule. And he's been here, and the question was asked yesterday, would you, you know, feel about having him in the game? So we look forward to getting him back in the game again. Like I said before, he's a real good teammate and popular guy, and to see him get back going again after that type of injury, it's pretty remarkable. He's a pretty smart player, you know. When he sees and reads the game well, what he lacks is just the in-game experience, you know. But he's done well for us here last year. He got his game together there in the American League and did well. But he's a smart player, moves the puck well. He can give you some power play time. He's intelligent in how he thinks the game. I mean, I remember the one goal he scored jumping up on the rush was a good play. You know, so he understands what's going on.
Does the dynamic change for him at all because he's only played the two games this year? Like in the past, you've used him in 20-plus minutes when you've had to. Now you have an opening in the top four. Does that change all?
Well, it doesn't really change. I think when the game gets going, you just you go with who's going, and you recognize maybe he hasn't practiced that much, so he might be a little bit behind, but you look at all that stuff energy-wise, and at the end of the day, you coach to win. Regardless of a guy's been practiced once or twice, you always coach to win. You know, it's almost like saying we're going to play three games in 4 days. I better save our energy, go with four lines. You'd like to, but when you're in the moment, you're trying to win the game.
Al Montoya doesn't talk game day. Should we have talked to him today?
Well, that would have to be up to you guys. We may see him. We'll see how this plays out. I think it's important we watch how this plays out. We go into mini, and they've been hot there. They're really going well, so we'll see how this thing plays out, who's playing what and when. Pardon? Yeah, LRB was good, you know. We're going to have to try to see who's going to take those minutes from Bogosian. He's a 25-minute player, so who's that going to be? And you know, LRB might be that guy that maybe steps in there. We'll see how the game plays out. You know, can Redmond take some of those minutes?
You know? Really,
well, the reason we had him in there is because we're down to five and we end up without Bogosian. And Charlie's the guy that more or less determines what the defensemen do as far as minutes. And I can give him some direction if I see some things, but he was good. I thought he was good in the game. I thought he was clever, and moved the puck well, and he merited to the situation he was in. He was handled well.
Is there anything that's changed in your penalty kill the last three games? Or is it just, you know, sometimes these things happen and they go in?
Well, what happens with the penalty kill is like the power play. It becomes cyclical, really. You're going good, you're not going good. You know, I think we've given up 15 power play goals, I believe, is what we've given up. Of those 15, 10 of them are in five games. So we've given up 2 goals in 5 games. Of those 5 games, 4 of them we've won. So I don't know what that means, but but we've given up, you know. So we've done pretty well. We know it's going to be up and down, you know. We knew that at the start of the year. We knew that before we started, we had a fair task in getting our group to kill penalties, because we had to find and teach different people different scenarios. So it's just the way it goes. I mean, like I say, it's cyclical. You get in pockets where things go great, and all of a sudden everything's going in the net. So I don't know if there's anything you can really do. Perry is the one that runs it. You break it down a little better than that. Like, there's ways you break down these special teams, entries, you know, in zone time, breakout, forecheck, you know, you face-offs. You break it down and you can see what's happening. Sometimes it's just decisions. Decisions that get made are not great. Or the power play is sharp. You have to give them credit sometimes.
Creativity, you opened shown in the face-off circle when you got the shot off the line.
Yeah. Well, he's been doing that for a while, you know, some of the reversing of hands, you know. He's been doing that for a while. He's had some success with it. So I think it's good. I think what it does is it keeps people off balance. That's what you have to do in the face-off circle is it's a game within a game. You have to keep them off balance. It's no different than a few games ago when he pushed it through the feet and then popped it over to Setoguchi. You know, that keeps that guy off balance there. He's not sure what you're going to do. Same with last night when he shoots it forward and fires it. It's a good play. Those are all just things that are intelligent things to do in face-offs. Well, we haven't seen him in quite some time, so obviously they're playing with a lot of confidence. They're getting a lot from their top guys. Their goaltending, Harding's playing through the roof, one of the best, if not the, I don't know where his numbers stand, but I know he's right up at the top, his numbers in the league. So when you get that kind of goaltending, there's a confidence that goes through your team, because they know that regardless of the mistakes that they make, you've got this guy in the back there that's got a 4x6 sheet of plywood strapped to his back, you know, so that helps him. You know, they're a hard-working team. Last time we played them, we struggled. We got 15 shots last time we played them. So we're going to have to play quite a bit better. We're going to have to be ready to go. There's some things that they did in that game that we didn't play the way that we knew we had to play. And that's why we weren't that successful. Yeah, it's the same type of stuff. You just got to give him some time till it gets healed. Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks, Jack, taking part.